From the central coast of California, across the nation, and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Tune in, listen to the information that the hosts are bringing to you, so you can be better informed about the choices that you make in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. Yes, it's Halloween, it's Samhain, it's All Saints Day, it's All Souls Day. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. That means only one thing. It's time to have fun. Come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But any way you do it, come on down and join the party with us. Go to rhodapsychicfair.com. Get information about the event. See who's coming up as readers, healers, body workers, lecturers, vendors. Get in tune with all that. Sign up for the email list and be notified of the ongoing events, like this last weekend's virtual psychic fair, like the upcoming quarterly previews, like the ongoing events with our sister events, such as the Litha Fair or Illuminate. So go ahead and get on that email list. Well, we have come to the end and to the beginning. We are coming to the end of a very powerful month of self-love, and we are coming to the beginning of a very powerful month of magic and miracles. And while we're going to talk more about that in a little bit, when we hear Kirilani and her go with the flow, I want to share some closing thoughts and some opening thoughts so we can have both of them. As you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. He wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, and he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to know that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our past thoughts and actions don't predict our future. Every day we awaken to a new day and a new opportunity to create our future through our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions. And in closing out of the month, James Allen in Day by Day tells us the magic is in you. When he realizes that he is a creative power and that he may command the hidden soil and seeds of his being out of which circumstances grow, he then becomes the rightful master of himself. And when he starts a month, James Allen tells us, accept no limits. A person is limited only by the thoughts that he chooses. So there you have it. Know what you want in your life. Know what the price to pay is for what you want in your life. And then pay the price. Accept that the magic is in you and that you have no limits. But I'm going to take this moment now to bring us right to our segment host for today, who is Kirilani. She is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology. I apologize for that. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations to empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Salazar, and my goodness, what an August this has been. A very powerful month, crammed full for all of us, and hopefully it's turning over all those little rocks in your life to say, well, is this self-love? Is this self-indulgence? Is this something I could refine the thoughts I have about myself to gain a greater level of self-confidence and self-acceptance? And ultimately self-love. And am I willing in these last couple hours of this month to stand before my soul in the universe with my arms open wide and my hands open to receive all of that beautiful grace, all of that beautiful flow of prosperous abundance that our soul is just waiting for us to say, yes, I will receive. So let's not get ahead of ourselves this week, because today, on Tuesday, is a really, really powerful day for opening up to an infusion of that self-love, a greater level of realization and self-acceptance, and releasing all of those things that stand in your way of simply loving yourself. It's a beautiful, great day. So give yourself some time in meditation. Be a little bit gentle with yourself and others today, because it's really asking us today, can we accept that we are beings of light and love and truth, that we are here in this world to simply share and shine that light and love and truth in the world? And that maybe it doesn't have to be a whole lot more complicated than that. And if we can accept that, really kind of feel that coming from our soul, feel that love of the divine creator coming from outside us, but also within us, as above, so below, as within, so without, suddenly all those things that we thought about ourselves that maybe aren't that true just start melting away. So that is a big day. And then you have another day on Wednesday to start integrating all that you experienced in August, because when we kick off September, oh my goodness, so as our mentioned, September is a month of magic and miracles. It is the month of limitless potential and possibilities, of that pregnant void where all things exist, all things are possible. It's a very juicy time of the goddess. It is a time where anything can happen. It's a wild card. So very powerful month. And when you combine it with the energy of this year, it gives this powerful period, 30 days, that create limitless transformation. Now, that is pretty handy in a year that's all about integrating everything that's happened to us up to this point, about completing anything that has been left kind of undone, and to be able to be ready to graduate to the next level, to let go of anything that no longer serves us. So that power of transformation is so helpful with that assignment for the year. And to have this energy, this infusion of limitlessness in a time that has been opening up to limitlessness ever since winter solstice 2012, it just keeps getting stronger. So each September since then gets amped up a little bit more. So all holds are barred, right? Everything is possible. So make sure that as you go through the month, what we've learned about limitlessness so far, and let's say this is a new classroom that we're all experimenting in, is limitlessness can go any way you choose. Now, how do you choose? Well, we choose with what we focus on. We choose with what we talk about. We choose, get this one, with what we complain about. We choose with where we spend our time, where we spend our money, where we put our passion, our emotions, our heart, where we mentally, what do we think about? Those are the ways that we choose. So it becomes interesting and maybe a little tricky to pull out a little bit of discipline this month of September to say, I want my focus, my thoughts, my feelings, where I put my energy, truly to be on the things I want to empower with that limitlessness. Because it's like taking a garden and putting it under grow lights with lots of great fertilizer. You want to be putting the grow lights and the great fertilizer on those plants that you want to have thrive. You want to put them in those places where you're saying, hey, I could use a little miracle here. I could use a little magic here. The second trick in a month of self-love, in a month of limitlessness, is to make sure that those things that you're voting on, that you are choosing, are aligned not just with your ego or just with this is what I want from a selfish me place, but that it really is aligned with your soul, aligned with your mission and destiny for this life, aligned with the good of the all, as well as being good for you, right? Those are the ones that thrive the best in limitlessness. And we have these wonderful opportunities that I'm going to talk about a little later in the segment that really frame out invitations to us all to create in a new way. So there's these portals of connectivity that are really igniting what this millennium is all about how when we come together and share our gifts, share that gift of the light and the love and the truth that we are, and all of the unique capabilities each of us come equipped with, when we're willing to share those, contribute those together, aligned with some higher purpose, we can create those magic and miracles. So watch as you go through this month, because a lot of times those little miracles come in the form of other human beings that you run across. So pay attention to who wanders across your path this month, because each of them come bearing gifts. Whether you choose to receive and open those gifts or not is up to you. But they are not just random accidents, right? So if you're working on a project and you're saying, well, gee, I'm looking for someone who would be really good at X. And then you get talking to one of your neighbors, and suddenly they just happen to mention out of the blue something that connects you to someone else, that connects you to someone else, who connects you with that person that knows X. And it's amazing how some of these things can unfold. And I personally get just absolutely delighted because I love magic. And I love a little bit of miracles. And we could all use a little bit more delightfulness in all of our lives. So here we go with an amazing month that's going to unfold. And let's see, I think I'm going to talk about the tools you have to work with to connect with this energy of limitless potential, of magic and miracles, of that pregnant void of all possibilities, of the goddess energy that just abounds in September, of your wild card energy. So aromatherapy, you've got grapefruit, lemongrass, and melissa. Melissa is a type of lemon verbena. All of those are delightful and refreshing, and that's what this energy is about. It's like a shot of newness, a shot of energy that allows you to transform whatever you have in front of you. You have the colors of blue and aqua, so all shades of blue, from the lightest blue of the sky to the deepest blue of the ocean, all those shades of blue. And stones, you've got moonstone, tiger's eye, lavender quartz. It's, you know, you can find moonstone as a pocket stone. It's in a lot of jewelry, and it's a beautiful one to have because it reminds me, actually, of the moon. And when we're connecting in with that goddess energy, really paying attention to the cycles of the moon is a great way to connect in with that energy of that limitless potential. And actually, as we go through this month, it is a month about the moon because we kick off September 1st on a new moon. And not just any old new moon, it's also a solar eclipse in Virgo. Now, this is where things start getting really interesting. Because here, let's talk about Virgo first. Who's Virgo? Well, Virgo is Mother Earth herself. Virgo, think of her as all of the vegetation. She is the feminine aspect of Gaia. So here we are connected, very much connected into the Earth energy. And the solar eclipse is giving her an opportunity to, in a certain way, rebirth isn't quite the right word, but to really amp up her power toward limitlessness. And you think about nature, you think about Mother Earth, and you think about all the magic and miracles she shows us every day. The natural instinct toward healing, the natural instinct toward symmetry and balance, the complex ecosystems that come together and thrive in sometimes the most inhospitable areas. And so you look at Virgo and think of that first day of the month. The new moon kicks off the beginning of a cycle. And we're going to be working up towards the full moon, which is going to be the harvest moon. And on that harvest moon, we actually have a lunar eclipse in Pisces. So let's talk about these eclipses for a minute, because I think it's really important that this is one of the themes that is framing out this month. So the eclipses, every time they occur, they come in pairs, the solar and lunar eclipses, a couple weeks apart. What they serve to do on a spiritual level is they accentuate, they punctuate what our missions and destinies are for this life. So our solar eclipse punctuates the destiny. What did we come here to teach? What did we come to share with others? What is our forte in this life? What are some of our gifts and talents and abilities? And then when we come around to the lunar eclipse, that accentuates our mission for this life. It's what we came into this life to learn. So if you have Virgo in your chart, if you have Pisces in your chart, it's going to be, I don't want to say it will be more prevalent or punctuated for you. So interestingly, when we look at some of the characteristics that people apply to Virgo from an astrological point of view, they will sometimes say, well, Virgo is really nitpicky. And I guess that's one way of looking at it. I think of it as Virgo, if she's aligned with Mother Nature and can see all that is possible, it's easy then to see where there are things that are missing, where there's gaps, where things aren't as good as they could be. Now, you could say that's being nitpicky, or you could say people with that energy are coming into this life to help encourage themselves and others to live up to their highest potential, knowing that in each moment, when we are in a time of limitlessness, what is possible in the next minute is even more expanded than what is possible in this moment for now. So let's all do the best that we can and know that it is a constant state of expansion into infinity. That's what that limitless potential is all about. So then as we go through, let's see, how do we best do this? So on September 2nd then, right after we've had this new moon, so the start of this new cycle, so the new moon would be a good time to sit down and say, where do you want to focus all this limitless potential? What are those things that you want to vote for? Then when we go to the second, it's the first of one of these portals of interconnectivity. Now, the first on the second, the first one that we have here is going to be in the week of the physical body. So here we are looking for actual physical connections with people. And not only that is going on that day, but it also brings in this energy of heaven on earth. And that's reminding us that if we open up to those connections with others, if we open up to creating and manifesting through that alignment with others, we can create heaven on earth. And then on the fourth, we have another big day. So there's a portal of limitless potential that gets infused. And then on the seventh is, this is a Seed of God day that is created from acknowledging that Christ consciousness that we all have within us and aligning that with the wisdom of the goddess energy. So this is planting yourself as that seed of light, of that seed of love. And that, I want to be one of the things that I sit down and write down on the first, that is my focus, is of just being that pure energy of love and light in the world. Whatever it is for you, focus your light that night or during that day when before the sun goes down, focus that on whatever it is that you want to empower. And then on the 11th, we have another one of those 222 portals. So this is another portal of connection. This is in our emotional week. So look for connections of the heart, friends and family and lovers and spouses and coworkers and pets, any of those things where it helps your heart open, helps your heart sing, and realize that when we come together in love, we can transform, we can do miracles, right? And then on the 13th, we have another one of those 44 days. This is a bridge between heaven and earth. This is another one of these seed of the God and goddess days, realizing that you are a seed of the divine. So this gives you the first couple weeks of the month, both the physical and emotional weeks, because in a month, it's about limitless potential. The more we're using really all of our senses, all of our bodies integrated as one, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, the more successful we are, because that comes back to that focus, that alignment of our physical and emotional bodies, the alignment of the emotional and mental bodies, the alignment of all three with the spirit. So we wanted to share a little bit more than we normally do in a Go With the Flow to get you going for those first couple weeks of the month, and to know that this energy, you know, because it's a wild card, anything is possible. So if you're sitting there in the year and you're going, okay, we've gone through the first 6 months of the year, that was the creative cycle. We now are deep within the manifesting part of the year. What are the things that I want a little oomph on? You know, it may be for some people something they feel like, oh, I'm a little behind on this. I need a little gas to get there, or leapfrog. Know that anything's possible. So forget anything that occurred prior to today, right? And just focus on what it is that you do want. And I was realizing, because I was talking to a colleague on my flight back from D.C., and we got talking about some things that were going on and got into this spiral of really complaining about them. And I realized at the end, we had just spent a precious amount of time that we don't get to talk to each other very often, actually complaining about the situation instead of focusing our energy on what we did want to create. And back to that whole system of voting of the universe, that conversation would be weighed and measured and say, oh, they actually seem to really like this complaining part. Let's give them more to complain about, right? So all in balance. So there's a step of acknowledging what is, and being truthful about whatever the situation as is state, and then saying, this is what we want to create, and then these are some of the practical action steps that we can take to get from where we are to where we want to be. What are we empowered to do? And then ask for a little bit of magic and miracles from the universe to help it along the way. But what am I willing to put in? What stake am I willing to put in to contribute toward that direction? Right? So it's not sitting back on the couch eating Pringles and say, well, I want the universe to give me all these magic and miracles. It comes from co-creation. It comes from back to those 222 portals we have sprinkled throughout this month. It's about our interaction with each other. It's about our interaction with the divine. And when we look at the energy of September, it really is the energy of alchemy. That energy of transformation is the energy of alchemy. And if we look at alchemy, it's how the elements come together to create a third thing, is where the magic is. So if you think of it like cooking, and you look at a recipe book and you realize what an abundant amount of things you can make with three ingredients, with flour, eggs, butter, or sugar, flour, butter, right? All of these myriad of things you can make with just a couple of ingredients. And everything that we go approach in life is a little bit like that. It's like, what recipe are we making? Our life is a recipe. Every project we go do is a recipe. So it takes going and saying, I'm going to assemble the ingredients, and I'm going to figure out what order I'm going to mix them together in it. And then I'm going to figure out what action it requires. Does it require heat? Does it require cold? What does it need for that little alchemical transformation? And yet we do it every day or every week, right? And we don't think anything about it. But we look at these bigger things in our lives, and sometimes we feel stymied, like, well, do I have the skill to do that? And it really is back to just learning how to cook. It's all about experimenting and trying it out and see what works, see what doesn't work, and not so much judging the outcome as saying, hey, I just learned that what this combination of things yields, and that too is valuable information. So as we go into this time of limitlessness, let go of the judge and the critic that sits in the corner that says, okay, you only have 43 minutes, get something done, right? Let that go, because any restrictions that we're putting on the limitlessness, we're cutting back what it can yield, right? So the more that we can just let it be completely free, so all that energy you learned in June and July about freedom and expansion, growth and adventure, pull that out. Use a little bit of that sprinkled in with your limitlessness of September and take it out for a spin and see what you can do with it. So I think, Salazar, that is a tremendous amount. We've got a lot going on for August. I wanted to kind of reiterate that the themes for the month are about connecting in with the moon cycles leading up to, I forgot to say, so there's a new moon on the first of the month.
You mentioned
and there
that.
Is a new moon on the last day of the month. So it's very unusual to get two moons in a month. So you get two opportunities then to refine and put out to the universe, this is where you want your focus to be. So, Salazar, do you have any thoughts or questions on what I've shared?
Yeah, I actually approach Virgo differently than you do, especially the new moon in Virgo. The one thing that I see for this new moon in Virgo with the solar eclipse, one, it comes from the penumbra eclipse, which was August 18th, was the first eclipse. Then this solar eclipse followed by the lunar eclipse. So there's actually a series of three this time. But the new moon in Virgo is pretty much preceded by Mercury going retrograde today, Tuesday the 30th, in Virgo. So what we're going to actually have is a disruption of the order. It's not actually going to add to the order. It's going to disrupt the order because we're going to have Mercury and the new moon with that Virgo energy. And that's going to disrupt everything. And Virgo is about, tact and attention to detail and ability to assimilate. And as you said, that connection to Earth. But this new moon is actually going to create a disruption of the natural order of things because of that Virgo that Mercury retrograde in Virgo, as well as the fact that it's going to have an opposition to Neptune and square Mars and Saturn at the same time. So what we've got is all this oppositional energy all occurring in one day, and it's going to carry through most of the first week of September. So I think what people can see is certainly the beneficence that you shared about look at Virgo as the time to connect with into the Earth, which the Sun moved into Virgo last week, and that is a great time to do. They should do what you said of definitely create their intentions for going forward. But the energy coming out is going to pull them out of their comfort zone. It's actually not going to be comforting. It's going to be discomforting in many ways. So I think they need to just be prepared that some things are not going to be exactly as they would want them to be during this period of the first week of September. And
maybe isn't a bad thing, right? Because it's pulling all of us out of our boxes.
Well,
it's hard to be limitless if you're in the box.
Well, I agree with that. And actually, I just really wanted to reframe is that, you painted a very beneficent picture. And I want to actually share that even though what I'm sharing may sound like it's not beneficent, I agree with the point you just made. It's because we're comfortable. It's because we're very into our routines that people need to remember something I shared back earlier in this month of August. I shared that by the end of September, everybody's life will change. It's a given. it's a guarantee. And some of this energy is doing exactly what you said. It's taking us from our comfort zones to make us stretch and do the new things. So I just wanted to share that. It's not a negative thing, but then we're really not going to have a shift of astrological energy, even though there are aspects going on, but nothing's really going to hit us again until the 9th of September, which is Friday of next week, when Jupiter rolls into Libra, which is very, very good. Now, we've had some beautiful things happen for us, of course. You know, we had Venus going into Libra on Monday, which was, it's a wonderful thing. That's where Venus wants to be. Loves it. Loves it. So even though we're going to be going through this reality shift in our lives, driven by Mercury in Virgo going retrograde, the new moon in Virgo with the solar eclipse, the square to Mars and Saturn and the opposition to Neptune. So it's going to cause us to really take good looks as where is our reality? Where is our fantasy? What's real in our life? What has value in our life? What is adding to our life? Is all of that's going to be going through. And then we're going to come out in a week with Jupiter going into Libra, this the planet of beneficence, coming out into this sign of grace and harmony. So it really, it's just be ready to have a little turmoil, not drama, not trauma, but a little turmoil, little churning up, little boiling of the water, and then it's going to be a nice soup at the end.
Well, it sounds like there's a tremendous amount going on, both astrologically and vibrationally.
I think so. And I think it's important when you're sharing what you're sharing that people understand, once again, that those are tools to use in line with these other energies as well. And it's all up to something you said, which is that it's up to us to hold the focus of where our intention is and ensure, like you talked about that conversation with your colleague, ensure you don't get pulled away into the negative. At the same time, where I kind of caution is don't put on rose-colored glasses. Stuff is happening, and it's going
to
happen all around.
Yeah, we need to acknowledge reality, because that's when you talk about transformation, right? That's foundational piece. When you say, well, what are your ingredients are whatever you have, what your as-is state is your initial ingredients. Then the question is, now, what are you going to do with them? Okay?
Absolutely.
You've got bread and milk and eggs. Are you going to make French toast, right? Or are you going to make mush? So.
And I think one of the things you didn't mention also about a solar eclipse, and if you did, I apologize because I might have missed it, is that a solar eclipse pretty much says change is going to happen. It's just whether you go with it or not, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's important to accentuate. And as a suggestion to folks, because you got a couple days here, I realized coming back from my DC trip, and I tend to overprogram, so I crammed as much as I could into my trip and then picked up a little bug on the way and spent the weekend pretty much flat on my back, right? And I realized that had I not picked up that little bug, I would have kept running at a frenzy pace, and I was missing the opportunity to do the inner work that was important to prepare for this passage, because there is some intensity to all of this that's going on both astrologically and vibrationally. And it is not meant for you to wander through it, you know, unchanged. It's meant for you to offer yourself up in transformation. So you think of that image of the fire that does not burn, to say, yes, I'm willing to offer up whatever my dross is. I am willing to offer up this starting point, and this is where I want to go to. So if you have an opportunity to adjust your schedules and make your schedule a little lighter on Thursday and Friday, you know, going into the weekend, so you have a little bit more time to go inward and to really use these opportunities for your best transformation. I would highly recommend it. And don't do it the way I did, which is the hard way where your body has to slap you around and say, hey, knock it off, you know?
Yeah, I
think that's kind of an old, tired way of doing it.
Yeah, that's great advice for people to follow and to take some time. I wanted to share also that I had pulled a card for September, and it's the card from the Osho Zen of the Three of Rainbows, which is the card labeled as guidance. And it has an angelic figure with rainbow-colored wings. And it really is trying to remind us for this month of September to trust the guidance within. We haven't been listening. This is a card that says, look, you're not listening enough. You're not listening to the guidance within. It goes really hand in hand with what you shared. If you listened within, you might have slowed down. But we don't listen. We let our minds direct. And we say, no, I need to do this, and I really should do that. And we get into those responsibility mindsets. And this is to reminding us to listen to those voice within, that guidance within that's with us, and to trust in it. And it's also, as you mentioned, a card of going gently, to not go rushing helter-skelter into something. It's really about the life we're living, our material life, and to go gently and listen within. So it's the card of guidance, the Three of Rainbows, and it's the card for September.
Well, that's a wonderful one, because if I remember correctly, it's beautiful colors of the angel's wings, but it's like there's this, they're trying to get the attention of this person who's turning the other way. And I realized that that's exactly what was going on with me. So to realize that in a time of magic and miracles, if you look around you and say, who is my team? It isn't just the human beings you're running across, right? It is your angels and your ascended masters and your elemental beings and your Amakua. All of these things are part of your team. All of these beings are part of your team. And so when you say, hey, this is something that I have passion and desire to create in the world, and I want to share and lend my light and love to this, call upon all of the angels that want to do the same thing, that have that same assignment. Call upon all the elemental beings that are aligned with that vision. Call upon all of the ascended masters. And, you know, when we realize then that we're not in this alone, right? We're meant to do these things as a team. That also helps letting our fellow humans that have that same assignment or alignment show up a little bit quicker.
You know, you mentioned also during your Go With The Flow about this is the time that people will show up. You use the term projects if you're working on a project. And I'd like folks to know that often you really use that term to be all-encompassing. So if somebody's working on cleaning out their closet, that's a project, as well as whether you're doing something in a work-related environment. So when you talked about people coming in, it reminded me actually of my book, Leadership Magic, which draws from Joseph Campbell's A Hero with a Thousand Faces. But actually, it's the idea that we're encountering in this period of time, people who are coming in and are giving us little magical amulets. And whatever that amulet is. So I would actually even suggest that often it's not the people around you who are giving you things. It's not new friends you encounter. It's not the chance idea from someone you already know. It's the things that are introduced to you accidentally or offhand. And those are the things that are going to create the expansion, the new ideas and the thoughts. That often the people around us are coming at us with their minds. And when we're having these magical encounters, they're coming at us to leave that little amulet in our hand that's going to be something we need in the next phase of our journey. So I just want to share that. That's a little mythological as I was expressing it. But I agree with you that we're going to find more of, I believe we're going to find more of the assistance from every non-human around us that's already in our lives, and more assistance from humans and creatures, and even road signs and even cloud formations. And all of a sudden, things are going to strike us and it's going to shift the way we looked at it.
Yeah, it's those aha moments that you finally, it's almost like something breaks free and you suddenly go, oh, I never saw it that way. And suddenly things that had been knotted up for a long time are suddenly resolved. At least that's the experience I've been having even in August. And I think you're right. This is going to keep unfolding as we go through into September.
Yeah, it's a directed change that we're all going to go through. And the level of the change, we'll go back to something that you were sharing. It's how open we are to receive what comes our way. It's, again, the issue of when there's a knock on the door, do we answer it? Or even if we answer it, do we then say, oh, I'm sorry, you have the wrong house?
Yeah, or go away, I'm busy with something else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's all of that. So any final thoughts you would like to share?
Well, just wish people blessings for their September, and to let people know that on the evening of September 4th, we're going to do our vibrational infusion circle. It's a way for people to start learning about numerology and vibrations on a sensory level through smell and taste and feel and color and sound and all those good things. So if anyone's interested in that, they can either reach me at 831-676-3722 or via email at kirilani@prodigy.net. And we're having a great time with it. So if you'd like to join us, it's just $11. And we also do customized essences for people to work with through the month, and that's an extra $11 if people are interested in it.
All right. So I want to remind them that it's kirilani@prodigy.net, and also please say the number again.
831-676-3722.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all your information, and many blessings for rapid healing.
Thank you. I'll take them.
All right.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
So I want to thank you once again for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Remember, September 1st will be Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado, and September 8th will be Divine Guidance with Stephen Heckhouse. Good Vibrations Radio is broadcast 5 to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The replay of this show will actually be Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. And the replay of the Thursday show is Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. And both shows can then be heard again Saturday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. All right here on Radio Monterey. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.